Mandy Summers of the X2 Morning Crew. Zach is here, and I've got to talk to you about raw cookie dough because apparently it's a no-no, which we knew.
Boo.
But now the CDC is like super angry with Americans because we keep eating it.
Boo.
Yeah, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say raw cookie dough can contain bacteria that causes illnesses like E. coli and Salmonella, which could potentially be life-threatening.
Sounds like the CDC is the ultimate Debbie Downer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are. This is the stuff that your mom told you when you were young to prevent you from, like, licking the spoon and the bowl after she made real cookies. Not like me. My kids are like, this doesn't taste much better than when you bake them. And even then, they're not that good, Mom, so we're just not going to eat this. Maybe that's the key. More people should bake like I do. But, this is the CDC suggests that you can take some steps to keep yourself and your family safe this holiday season. Do not taste or eat any raw dough or batter, whether it's for cookies, cakes, pizza, biscuits, pancakes, or crafts made with raw flour, like homemade Play-Doh. Because you know how, like, all the kids are eating that.
I get that.
Don't let kids play with or eat raw dough.
Well, come on, CDC. Listen, the thing is, I've been reading the story, okay? The CDC has been saying this since at least 2016. And you know what's happened?
Nothing. That's not true. In 2016, though, 63 people got sick.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Listen. I mean, okay. But there was like 81 unprovoked shark attacks in 2016. Did that change the way you swam or went into the ocean or showered? I don't think so.
Showered.
Okay.
Because they get you in the
shower. They're coming from anywhere, okay?
I saw Sharknado. I know.
I don't really think you're going to listen to me over the CDC, but we both know that you're going to eat some of that cookie dough. Mm. So let's just knock it off and pretend like we're not going to.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
My entire life, all I've been doing is hearing and watching other people do it. And you know what? It's only made my life better.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm no cookieologist over here, but I think I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Listen, a big shout out to your wife for making some amazing cookies and letting you bring them in for me to enjoy this morning. And as I'm eating these, though, I'm thinking I'm a terrible baker, although I can read an ingredient list.
Okay.
So let's play a little game. We've got a $50 Sprouts gift card for you, so you could do some shopping at Sprouts. 215-263-6700. Play a little game. See how well you know your holiday cookies.
Oh.
Sound good? We've got a Sprouts gift card for you and a couple of contestants ready to play the cookie game. Jennifer and Marjay.
Woo! Yes!
Okay, Jennifer, we're going to start with you. What I would like you to do is tell me what your favorite animal is that you might find on a farm.
My favorite animal on a farm would be a lamb.
A lamb. Very sweet. Okay, and Margie, how about you?
I love horses.
Okay, so Jennifer, if you know the answer, I need you to ring in by making the sound of a lamb. And Margie, if you know the answer, then you want to buzz in with your sound, which would be that of a horse.
Okay.
All right, so Jen, you first. Let's hear it. Wow, that's a scared little lamb.
Is that lamb dying?
That lamb could be dying. We're not here to judge.
Okay,
we're not here to judge.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, okay. Margie, horse? Perfect. All right, ladies, I'm going to give you some ingredients, and you tell me what kind of cookie I would be baking with these ingredients, okay? As soon as you know the answer, you ring in with your barnyard sounds. Half a cup of unsalted butter melted. One large egg. A half cup of light brown sugar. Margie? Chocolate chip cookies. You got them, Margie! All right. One for Margie. All-purpose flour. Packed dark brown sugar. Cinnamon. Allspice. Ginger. Is that Margie? I don't know. But, I mean, you have to be clear with your barnyard noise, ladies. What was that? Was that a horse or a lamb?
A horse.
Okay, Margie.
Oh, my God. It's molasses cookies?
Not molasses cookies.
Is it?
Jennifer, do you know what it is?
Is it ginger cookies?
Well, gingerbread cookies. Have we heard of gingerbread cookies, ladies? Come on! All right, last one. For the win. sugar, egg. Jennifer.
Sugar cookie.
Not sugar cookies.
Oh, okay.
All right, this might give it away. Peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter.
Margie.
Peanut butter cookies.
Peanut butter
cookies. Oh, my gosh. I heard the noise.
You only get one guess, Jennifer. Oh, you already blew it.
Ladies, thanks so much for playing the cookie game. And congratulations, Margie. You get to go shopping for free at Sprouts Farmers Market.
Oh, yes.
It's all thanks to Wilmington University. Classes start January 14th at wilmu.edu.
Oh, thank you. I love you. Love your show.
Well, thank you so much. That was a mess.
Great success.
That was an absolute mess of a cookie cake. I feel like I just baked cookies and my house is full of flour and sugar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.